Yes, good morning, Audrey. A very upbeat sports department this morning with news that we're hoping those crowd restrictions on events here in this country could be lifted by the end of the month. And the current limit, as we know, in place until the 31st of January. But this, we're hearing now, will be on the table when NEFED meet on Thursday. And to be honest, the timing could not be better because we have a very, very busy spring of sport ahead. Obviously, the highlight will be those Six Nations games, Ireland hosting Wales on the 5th of February, and the resumption then of competitions like the Alliance Leagues and the Airtricity League. A big boost, though, for the Six Nations, because as we know, that tournament held behind closed doors last year. This time around, Ireland have three home matches against Wales, Italy, and Scotland, and in normal times, those games would be complete sellouts. Good news. Let's keep the fingers crossed. Tonight's Premier League game between Burnley and Watford, though, has been postponed because of Burnley struggling with COVID and injury. Only 10 first-team players available. Their manager is Sean Dyche.
So far to training today, there was 10 recognised first-team players. So that's where we're at today. Well, we now know over the last few weeks how clear the Premier League have been with us about the, you know, the whys and wherefores and the level that it needs to get to. So we put the application in good faith from the situation as it is. It's only 3 days on, of course, from a game that's just been called off. We've worked really hard to get games on, and we've just gone too far below the threshold, you know, and now it's just an improbable sort of situation.
Yeah, well, that means there's just one game tonight. It's Chelsea travelling to Brighton, and a big game for Chelsea to try and get their hopes, their faint hopes at this stage, back on track. The Scottish Premiership returned last night, a full house at Celtic Park. What a sight it was, too. Celtic beating Hibernian by 2-0. They're now 3 points behind leaders Rangers. Rangers, though, with a game in hand, they play Aberdeen this evening. More good news for Roberto Lopez, the Dubliner and Shamrock Rovers defender who is playing at the African Cup of Nations for Cape Verde. His side drew 1-1 with the host Cameroon, and it means they finished third in the group, and they have a chance of making the knockout stages. They need a result or two to go their way. They'll know on Thursday, but brilliant to see him shining, man of the match, in fact, in that game last night, and going so well in that African Cup of Nations. Jacob Stockdale has had surgery on an ankle. He could be out of action for the rest of the season. He struggled with that injury pretty much all season. Day two of the Australian Open, and Andy Murray is in action there. He's up against Nicolas Bashilashvili, and it's gone to a deciding fifth set there. One of the most anticipated matches this morning, the meeting of Emma Raducanu and Sloane Stephens. That's around 10:30 Irish time. And Rafael Nadal among the winners yesterday. But after his match yesterday, he found himself fielding questions about, yes, you guessed it, his great rival, Novak Djokovic. Here's what I'll say about the whole episode.
He's not the only one that did probably the things bad in that case. Of course, there is more responsibles on all this terrible situation that we faced for the last 2 weeks. But he's one of the responsibles too, no? So in a personal level, yes, I would like to see him playing here. If he's fair or not that he's playing here, it's another discussion that I don't want to talk anymore about that.
That is all your sport for now. Back to you, Mary.